This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Happy New Year, you guys. We are back and we are live. It is Monday, January 5th, 5:30 a.m. It's been a minute since I've been up this early. I kind of fell into that normal person sleep pattern. And so I haven't seen 4 o'clock in the morning for a couple of weeks now.
Really? So what time have you been getting up?
No, usually not too much later, like 7, I guess. But to me, that is sleeping in for sure. So I got up this morning. I was like, oh, man, this is dark outside. This is kind of crazy. But we're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's so good to see you. I feel like I've lived 5 lifetimes since I last saw you.
Yeah, we were off for a little over 2 weeks. And a lot happened in that time. And it's good to be back. I was actually really looking forward to coming back this week and just starting the new year off, like going in with a really positive like feeling about everything. How was your break?
Oh my gosh, it was so good, so fun. And the reason why I say I feel like I live 5 lifetimes, because I went to 3 different countries and it was so fun. Like going to Hong Kong was nice. So I spent 3 days there and I didn't really have any expectations. Would I visit Hong Kong again? Probably not, but it was nice to kind of check it off the bucket list. And then I went to the Philippines, which I've been to before, and it was just nice seeing family and being back what we call the mainland and just seeing like eating the foods that I love. And then I went to South Korea for 10 hours and I thought of you the whole entire time. Aww. I was there, because I know how much you love BTS and K-pop and stuff, and everything was like, oh my god, Mercedes would love this, oh my god, Mercedes would love that. And I wish I was there longer. That's how much I loved it. So there is hopefully a trip in the future in South Korea to spend a little bit more time. And then with some news that broke, I'm like, oh my God, I've just been thinking about you the past few days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely going to talk about a big BTS announcement coming up here and what's trending this morning. But yeah, I love seeing the pictures. I just thought, man, you are living the life right now, going and traveling. And I'm so glad you got to see family. So it sounds like you guys had a really good time.
Yes. And then the different weathers was a whole different story. So we went from Hong Kong, which was like 75 degrees average, which was kind of on the warmer side. Manila is so humid. And then we get to Korea, 18 degrees Fahrenheit. I was freezing there. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going to get sick. Thank God I didn't. But it was just nice to be like, I can't believe that we went through all of these phases in our lives.
Oh, yeah, it's such a short period of time. Yes. Too, for sure.
How was your vacation?
It was really, really nice. I it was a combination of relaxing and stressful all at the same time, but in a good way. We got to go back to Colorado for a few days to see my family. I hadn't been back there for a couple of years. So we went, saw family, hung out with them, went to a Broncos game. It was so fun to go back there. And then we came back here right before Christmas and like just did kind of some of the Christmassy stuff around here, played tourist a little, went to some like restaurants we had never been to before. Both of the girls were here and just went to the movies, saw a bunch of movies, caught up on a bunch of shows that we wanted to see. So it was just really nice. Some mornings we'd wake up and like literally not have a plan. And it was, I can't tell you the last time that happened. So it was just really, really nice.
Did you guys stay here for New Year's as well?
Yeah, we were here for New Year's. We went out to dinner. Like we did an early dinner and then we just went home and watched Ryan Seacrest and and that was pretty much it. It was really, really nice. But the weather was kind of crazy. A lot of rain here in Vegas. And yeah, I can't say that I didn't love it. It was really nice. It was funny because I went to Colorado and everyone's warning me, be careful. It's going to be freezing out there. We bring all of our heavy stuff. It was almost 80 degrees.
Why?
It was crazy. We were sweating. We had to buy short sleeve t-shirts. People are walking around in shorts. We went to the Bronco game and we're all just dripping in sweat because we're all bundled up. We're like, this is so insane. Like, it
oh
was
my gosh.
Crazy. Yeah.
When I think December in Denver, it's like I'm thinking 20, maybe 10 degrees.
And snow and all that. No, not at all. It was beautiful out there. So I guess they did get a little bit of snow after we left, but my mom was like, I don't know what was up with the weather when you were here, but please do that again. I was like, yeah, I don't know either. But we've got so much to catch up on. We want to hear from you guys. Happy New Year. How was it? Did you guys have a good holiday? We're so happy to be back. And like we said, we have a ton to catch up on. So it's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome back to 2026, you guys. We are back from our holiday break. So happy to be back. I do have to talk about something, though. What is the worst way you've ever been embarrassed in public? Like, this happened on our flight back from Denver, and I still feel for my kid who this happened to. We're standing in the Southwest boarding line, and I guess they changed it to reserve seating now, but this is before it's gone through or they're getting ready to. So, you know, you're standing in your little section, we're like A43 or something like that, and we're standing there, and out of the corner of my eye, I see my daughter just make a sudden jerky move, and then I turn and I look, and there's just blood dripping from her face. Like it she got like the worst nosebleed, panic in her eyes. She's digging through her bag trying to find Kleenex. And I'm like going through my stuff like, oh my gosh, full blown bloody nose. And this wasn't like a dainty little situation. This was a, you know, not to get too detailed, this is a gusher. And this is altitude and dry air that I'm blaming this on, because it happened to me while I was there too. So I switched straight into mom mode. I've got blood all over my hands. I'm trying to help her like with this. People around us turn into these angels. I don't know where they came from. Someone hands us napkins and someone offers to hold our bags while we're dealing with this. And people step back and they give us space. And it was so nice. But we get on the plane and the nose still refuses to quit. We're holding it. She goes to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the seat waiting and like looking up, seeing if she can come out. And like, we got to get going. And they're almost done boarding. So I text her. I'm like, hey, you got to come out here. I'll help you with
yeah.
it. So she comes out. Walks down the aisle, the walk of shame. Everyone's looking at her. She's got Kleenex stuck in her nose.
Girl.
She comes back to the seat and she goes, I'm so embarrassed. And I felt so bad for her. And I'm like my heart literally broke a little, but I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. This happens all the time. Like, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But what is the worst way you've ever been embarrassed in public? Luckily, we got it under control finally, but maybe it was like at school or at work or at an airport or at a grocery store. Have you ever been embarrassed in public like that?
Oh my gosh, we were ashamed of ourselves, James and I, when we were in Hong Kong. And figuring out a public transportation system in a new country with a new language, I feel like all eyes are on us, right? So in Hong Kong, what they have is this thing called ding-dings, and they're trams, they're double-deckers, they're really cool. And when we're going onto the ding-ding, what they do in Hong Kong is when it's kind of like the tap-in, tap-out with an app
yeah.
called Octopus, okay? So the Octopus app, we're like, oh, we'll load it up for both of us, me and James, and enough money for 3 days. We go on a ding-ding. We're all happy and excited to be in a new city. We exit. And when you exit is when you gotta tap out. So James goes to tap out for himself. And then he goes to tap out for me. Well, it wasn't working for me. He goes, why isn't it working? He's talking to the driver. The driver barely knows English. He's yelling at me. He's yelling at him. And we're like, we don't understand him. So someone from the person trying to get off behind us goes, you gotta have the app for yourself.
Oh, no.
So here we are holding up the whole entire tram. I'm trying to download the app with barely the service that I have in a whole new country. Everyone's waiting for me to download the app, put money into the app. I swear it was the longest 2 minutes of my entire life.
Like, I have anxiety just listening to this.
I should have YouTubed this before. We thought we were all prepared. We were totally wrong. So
ding ding's a dong dong.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning, you guys. Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. It is Monday, January 5th, 6:01. The year 2026. We're in the future, guys.
Isn't it the year of the horse or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, in the Chinese zodiac, which technically Chinese New Year has not started
True.
Yet. But yes, it will be the year of the fire horse.
Oh.
Yes.
I wonder what's the difference.
That's coming in hot. That's like, this is going to be the year for movement, for change, for just moving forward with the things that you want to do.
Oh, I like that. You're the fire horse.
Yeah, last year was the snake. So if a lot of you feel like you kind of maybe lost relationships or moved on from certain situations, it was like all shedding of the snake.
Ah.
And so now this is a different year.
I like that.
I'm way into all this stuff.
I actually love when we talk about this stuff. I think people are like, oh, there they go again.
I know, but it is so good to be back. For the first time in a long time, I was coming in like last night, and usually I have like this anxiety before going back to work after vacation. And I was just like, I'm so excited to go back. I was really like genuinely happy to come back and see you guys and just be back and talk to you guys. I missed you.
For me, I had a lot of anxiety.
Did you?
I think it's because of the jet lag that I've been experiencing lately. Like, I've been going to bed at 4 a.m. and waking up at 11 a.m. That's how bad the jet lag is.
Ugh.
So I've been trying, and I think the anxiousness wasn't like, oh my God, work, how do I do this again? It was like, am I going to wake up in time for work? That was like my anxiousness, but everything was good. I told myself I need to be lying down in bed by 9, and then I was knocked out by 9:30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So maybe you're getting back on track.
Hopefully.
There was one point over vacation, though, that my husband did think something was wrong with me. Like, for the most part, we just had a great time, and I made one comment to him that he looked at me, he's like, are you okay? I have to ask a serious question. Do bangs in your mind, bangs, I'm talking about hair bangs, do they equal issues? Now, everyone knows my longstanding rule, and that is bangs. Don't do bangs. I've said it before. Don't do bangs. Don't cut bangs. Like, don't do it. And I say this with confidence when I say it. Yes, I say this with history. But then along comes French bangs, you guys.
Ooh.
Have you seen French bangs before?
I love the French bangs.
They're long. They're soft. They're center parted. They're textured. Very effortless kind of look. Annoyingly cute, honestly.
Yeah, they're very cute.
Yeah. So I mentioned French bangs first to my daughter, to Brooklyn. I go, I'm thinking about getting French bangs. Immediate reaction, just full volume. No,
what?
Don't.
Not even a second to think.
She didn't even think that. She goes, no, don't. And I was just like, okay. So I'm like, well, forget her. I'm not going to talk to her about it. So I casually float it past Matt and I say, you know, I was thinking about getting bangs. Like, do you know what French bangs are? And I explain them to him. He goes, hey, are you okay? What's wrong? And I go, nothing's wrong. Why? He's like, And I'm like, sir, nothing is wrong. Why? And he's like, well, I thought you said the only time a woman cuts bangs is when something major happens in her life, like it's a crisis. And first of all, rude. I use my words against myself.
Don't put that stigma on yourself.
Second of all, that's personal growth. Okay,
yes.
I have grown. And third. Maybe French bangs live in a separate category than just like bang bangs.
The straight bangs. I think you're yes. talking about like straight bangs versus the French bangs. And I think French bangs are also in the curtain bangs era as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
They're totally different. And I don't think that bangs equal crisis. Like, I think that we need to get a little bit more of the, I think that when I see a woman go from really long hair to a bob, I'm like, oh no.
She's a new me.
That girl is
Emily
going with
in Paris.
Yes.
Yes.
That is exactly it. When you're going to from long hair to a bob, I'm like, okay, not only did she go through a huge thing in her life, it could be a good or bad thing. But I don't like the stigma of, oh no, are you okay? Versus like, yes, girl, you're going through a new era. That's what I mean.
I like this. I like that you are understanding where I'm coming from. I felt so personally attacked by it all. And I was just like, I'm just talking about possibly, you know, put a little texture there.
Yes.
You know, I already kind of have like the curtain bangs, but I thought maybe a little more. And he's like, are you okay? Like, do you need to talk? Does something happen? I'm like, dude, I'm fine. But now I'm having a crisis.
Now you're giving me a crisis thinking that I have a crisis, but I don't. But now I want bangs, but I'm still not going to get them. And are you, well, here's a serious question. Are you really going to get the bangs?
I don't know. I have a haircut scheduled in one week. Just a trim. And I thought, maybe not a bad idea. It's funny, my hairstylist, she always talks me off the ledge if I want to do something crazy. So I'm going to run it past her, see what she thinks.
Yes, that is always the best advice. Like, you've known me the longest. You've known all my ups and downs. Do I need the bangs?
Should I go for it or no? So yeah, no crisis here. Just good vibes heading into 2026. And man, you guys, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. First of all, we've got your tickets to see Ed Sheeran is coming to Allegiant Stadium, and that show is going to be amazing. July 18th, your tickets with the Mega Minute at 7:30. 8 o'clock hour, we have tickets for you to see Zayn. Yes, Zayn from One Direction. He's going to be at Dolby Live. We've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour, and in just a few minutes, an early edition of Heads Up, tickets to see New Edition, Boys to Men, and Toni Braxton. Do not go anywhere. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. BTS is officially back, and this is not a soft return, you guys. New album details, a countdown is running. We've got all the details coming up for you next in What's Trending.
Mix 94.1.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
BTS is trending this morning. Guys, even if you are not a fan of BTS, I'm just putting the warning in now that this year is going to be really crazy as far as the group goes, okay? ARMY, you know this is the real announcement here. So, BTS has confirmed album number 5, and the release date is March 20th.
Yeah!
No title yet, but the album is being described as deeply personal. The label says each member really brought an honest introspection into the process. They kind of weave together their individual perspectives and put it all in one shared direction. There are 14 tracks on it. The group worked on shaping the whole sound together, not just as like their solo voices, but just as a full group making decisions, which is great. This matters because this is the first album after their military service, after time apart. They've all grown so much. There's been a lot of reflection there. But all seven members, RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, and Jungkook, are back together after nearly four years.
I am so excited, not just for just the ARMY, but specifically for you, because I know how much you love them. Like, what is the ARMY saying right now? What's the talks? What's going on?
The big thing right now is that a world tour is confirmed. And the details drop on January 14th.
Oh, that's next week?
I know. So I was talking to my family over vacation. We're like, hey, is there anywhere we want to go next year and visit? And I was like, do you mind if we wait till BTS drops their tour dates?
That's important because you can totally figure out where you want to go.
They were so supportive. They're like, absolutely. We can like totally revolve any vacation we may take around where BTS is so we can try to get tickets. But I'm seriously scared. I'm scared about the ticket situation. Like when they were here for the Permission to Dance tour, it was hard to get those tickets. And now there's more fans. Like more fans have evolved. So I feel like it's going to be a bloodbath trying to go for these tickets. I'm seriously scared.
I know what you mean. And I don't know if this is any advice, but one thing that has helped me with the whole Ticketmaster thing is Ariana Grande. She didn't have many dates. It sold out quick and prices are crazy high. It was getting a suite and sharing it with people that I don't know. And do you go that route is the question. But if you really want to see them, it's easier to secure a suite than it is to get regular tickets.
I actually was talking to that and that's going to be one of the things that we do. Like I told my husband we might have to temporarily go into debt and that eventually like we'll be able to take care of it because I'm sure we'll find friends who will want to buy tickets to go in there. And he's like, do what you got to do. I know how much this means to you. So I was very grateful for that. But yeah, that Permission to Dance tour had only 11 shows and still brought in over $75 million. So that puts into perspective kind of how big this is. So March 20th is locked. The album sounds reflective and we are going to wait for that tour announcement on January 14th, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it, guys. It is time to win. Time to play our first round of Heads Up for 2026. And we have quite the prize to give away. Tickets for you to see New Edition, Boys to Men, and Toni Braxton. It's a big show, and it's happening at the T-Mobile Arena January 30th. This is huge. Who wants to go right now? Not only will you win tickets if you win Heads Up right now, but you're qualified for upgraded lower bowl tickets. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. You pick your category. You get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to the show. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Heather. You're caller 20.
Woo! Good morning. Thank you.
Happy New Year. You are our first Heads Up contestant of the new year. Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to see New Edition, Boys to Men, and Toni Braxton. Pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Soup, There It Is, Final Answer, Pop Royalty, Birds of a Feather, or Bean Dip?
How about Final Answer?
Final Answer. Okay, National Trivia Day was yesterday. So these are all popular trivia game shows or just regular TV game shows, okay?
Oh, I love this. I love the game show network.
Oh my gosh, you're going to kill at this. All we need is 6 and 60 seconds. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is the answer is in the form of a question.
Jeopardy.
Yes. This is where you spin this thing and it might land on bankrupt.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. This is Regis Philbin used to host this, and you had a lifeline that you could.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes. This is where you, I've got my mom and dad on one side, and someone else has their
Family Feud.
Yes, yes. This is, oh, you are this. Goodbye. You are, let's pass on that.
Pass.
This is where you hear a clip of a song and you want to get it faster than the machine.
Shazam.
Yes. This is, technically, do we take that? Yes.
That's fine.
Okay. This is where you test if your knowledge is better than kids' knowledge.
Are you smarter than a kindergartner?
Not a kindergartner. Right before they go to middle school.
Fifth grader.
Yes!
Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh! You got it, Heather! Congratulations!
Thank you. I'm so excited and humbled.
Oh, you did it. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy New Year, you guys. We are back live and so happy to be back. We missed you guys. We were off for like 2.5 weeks, which was one of the longest vacations that we've ever had. And it was just, it was so nice to have a little time off, but I'm not going to lie. I did feel kind of out of touch with, you know, what was going on kind of in my own little world, you know?
Oh my God, same. I felt like I would go on social media and I would look at Vegas news and I'm like, it's pouring rain over there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm in the humidity in the Philippines, so I did feel a little bit out of touch as well.
If a lot of you are headed back to work after some time off this morning, what was the biggest thing that happened to you over the holidays? Was there anything like major? If so, what, like, let's all do a little check-in. Let's get together. What was the biggest thing that happened to you over the holidays? 702-364-9400. I think we owe it to ourselves to kind of check in with each other and see how everything's going. So, Steph, I know you did so much over the holidays, but what was the biggest thing that happened to you?
Okay. Oh, man. I would honestly say I hit a vacation rock bottom. Like, I was in full crisis mode. How am I going to move on from this? And, you know, I was kind of living out of my suitcase for the last 2 weeks. I went from Hong Kong to the Philippines to South Korea. But while I was in the Philippines, right in the middle of my vacation, I ran out of clean underwear.
Oh, no.
And I thought I prepared so well. I packed everything I owned. And I was like, I'm not going to run out. I have like 20 pairs, okay? I'm thinking like one a day, maybe two. I'll have time to do laundry. Well, I did not plan right. I ended up noticing that because we were moving from my parents in my husband's parents' house in the Philippines to another city in the Philippines. So I'm like, oh, we'll be at their house. We'll have time to do laundry. Well, that turnaround time was faster than I thought. So I told my mother, I'm like, hey, do you think we'll have time to do laundry before we leave tomorrow morning? And I totally forgot. She said, well, don't forget, we don't have a dryer. I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to dry my underwear in time but before we leave? So she's like, I have a solution. She's like, I got this. She's so sweet. She goes, I have brand new underwear that have been untouched still in the package.
Oh, no. No. That's a hard no.
Absolutely.
You do not wear your mother-in-law's underwear. I don't care if it's clean.
Immediately no. I mean, like, and it's not like I told her immediately no. I'm very nice. I'm like, oh, you know, let me see it. You know?
No.
I still entertain the idea.
What would you do if she, like, pulled out, like, a thong or something? You're like, whoa.
Not I. I didn't know this side about you. Well, it was kind of on brand. She comes down with the plastic and the underwear still in there. She pulls it out, and it's granny panties.
Of course. It has to be granny panties. Of course.
So, you know, I was kind of like, you know what? I think I'm still going to wash it, and I'm still just going to dry it. And my solution was I ended up washing it, and I ended up hang drying it and just putting it in front of the air conditioner so we could dry faster. But, like, meanwhile, imagine me in my mother-in-law's underwear for the rest of the trip. My husband would be like, is that my mom's underwear?
Oh my gosh. Hopefully he doesn't know what her mom, what his mom's underwear looks like.
I know, right?
You know, fingers crossed. But I mean, of all the things you did, the biggest thing that happened to you over the holidays was that you ran out of clean underwear.
I'm shocked. All over Asia, but the biggest thing, not clean underwear. I mean, that's a crisis, don't you think?
It is a little bit for sure. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, I spent Christmas to New Year's sick on the couch watched so much TV, I ran out of shows and started documentaries I don't care about. My whole house got sick over the holidays.
Oh, no.
Everybody got that cold that's been going around. So you're not alone. This one says, my holiday highlight was sleeping, no travel, no drama, just naps. I miss it already. This one says, biggest thing over the holidays, my mom announced she's moving in with us. I needed a warning. Oh, no. It doesn't sound like you're very happy about this.
Yeah.
Got engaged on New Year's.
Yay!
Still processing, still staring at my hand. And that's amazing. I think for me, the biggest thing, our holidays were really nice, but, nothing keeps you humble like finding out that you have torn something in your leg.
Is that what you had to get an MRI about?
Yes, I had to get an MRI like literally I think it was the Friday that our last day here or whatever it was, but I had to get an MRI and I found out over the break that I actually tore my labrum.
Labrum?
Yeah.
What's a labrum?
So it's like the socket like that connects your hip and your leg.
Okay.
And so I've noticed at the gym, like when I do certain exercises, it was really hurting. And then sometimes I'd like get up from sitting and I'd like my leg would really hurt. And I was like, oh no, what is happening? So we went and got an MRI, found out that I did that. So I spent the majority of my break doing physical therapy,
which
I'm still doing,
which
has helped. They think that it's something that I can physical therapy my way through and be okay.
Okay,
it's not going to recover, or I'm going to recover and not have to get surgery. But man, that really kind of put a damper on my holidays. It's like, get up in the morning. My husband's like, where are you going? Physical therapy. You got to go do my squats. They put the cups on me, and have you seen those weird cups that they do where that leave the bruises? The cupping?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the one on the backs?
Yeah. Well, they do it on your hips, too.
Okay. I'm learning so much from you.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're getting older. running out of clean underwear on vacation and learning that you need to do physical therapy?
Yeah, because I tore something in my hip. Oh, man. What a vacation, right?
Yeah, seriously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, be honest, guys. Have you looked at your home lately and thought, yeah, these lights are starting to feel a little aggressive? There is now an official window, according to Decorating Pros, as to when you should take your holiday lights down. And that window, we're in it. January 1st through January 15th. That is the sweet spot. After that, they say weather could become a problem. I mean, especially in other parts of the country, ice, snow, wind, all that kind of stuff. But they say to do not take them down if it is wet outside. We've been getting some rain lately or on an icy day. But the advice is it's pretty smart. I mean, I pick a dry day, take them down when you still remember how you hung them, you know, label them. Wrap them up, throw them in the garage, you know?
You're still up? You took them down?
Ours are still up. Ours are coming down tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it set up because we have a company help us because our roof is too high. There's no way I trust the two of us to try to do it on our own. So they're coming tomorrow, which I think, you know, that's a respectable time. When do you take down your Christmas decorations is my question, because I used to be one way and I've completely done a 180. I used to keep them up through the new year. And now I've changed. I want them gone before the new year.
Oh.
Because I don't like going into the new year with it. And so December 30th, they're gone. And then I want New Year's Eve to just enjoy not having to clean up. You know what I mean?
Well, James and I, we put our decorations up super early this year, like November 1st. And then now, thinking about it, we already took them down. But it was like, I felt like on December 26th, we should have taken them down. Even though we were out of the country, I was like, I kind of want to take our Christmas decorations down before we leave. But it's during Christmas. I want people and my neighbors to enjoy it.
Yeah.
James is like, nope, let's wait. Yeah, I think we took them down on January 1st. And I feel so sad. It feels empty in my home.
Oh my gosh, my house looks so bare without them. Where is everything? Do we live like this normally? There's nothing in this house.
I told James we need some plants or something. I feel so empty.
Also this morning, Whole Foods, they have dropped their 2026 food trend report. And it kind of explains where grocery stores are heading. Some of the big items that you're going to see this year, beef tallow is back. Now, that's rendered beef fat that is going to be used a lot for cooking. Think frying potatoes, roasting veggies, just adding richness to meat. People like it because it handles high heat and adds flavor. It's old school, but it's popular again. People also are using it like on their face and stuff for skincare, which I do not recommend. But yeah, that's one of the things. Fiber also is stepping up. Brands are adding it to pastas, to crackers, to snacks and drinks using ingredients like oats and chicory. The goal is just better digestion this year. And then female farmers are getting a bigger spotlight. Shoppers are caring more about who grows their food. And
nice.
And so there's a big focus on female farmers this year too. Vinegar is having a moment. Frozen meals that are like restaurant level that you can put in an air fryer.
Oh.
And then sweet treats that lean towards honey, maple syrup, and fruit. Those are all going to be big this year.
Are any of these like maybe appeal to you? You're like, oh, maybe I'll try that this year.
Not really.
Honestly, I'm glad you said it because I'm like, beef towel, it looks nasty.
I think I'm good with just what we got. I'm a creature of habit. I don't change a lot. So
same.
Finally, this morning, this one, I hope this is not a trend for 2026. Mr. Bubble. You know, the bubble bath brand?
Oh, yeah.
They are selling a bubble bath flavored soda for National Bubble Bath Day, which is on Thursday. Now, let me calm you down a little bit. You're not drinking bath water. The flavor is bubble gum. Okay.
Oh.
But that's the same scent as the classic bubble bath. Mr. Bubble is designed to smell like bubble gum.
Gotcha.
So technically it is Mr. Bubble flavored soda. They say that you can now sip the nostalgic smell you have known forever. They describe the taste as light, not too sweet. Price is $3.50 a can, which seems a lot. I'd rather drink the bubble bath, I think, than pay that much for one can, right?
And I don't even think the flavor probably won't even last that long.
Do you think you'd try it?
I maybe take a sip just to be like, well, maybe, but I don't think I would enjoy it.
I have questions. Yeah, I don't think I would try that.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Nada, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Mercedes, I have to ask you, Happy New Year. My deal, he reminded me. He wants to know what's the date of the concert? July.
What's the date of the concert? Well, Happy New Year to you, too. It's on July 18th. Does that work for you? Because you're going to win.
It does work, but if we don't win, we were going to donate it to this lovely lady who is the Department of Family Services. Her name is Meg.
Oh!
So we want them. So we're rooting for her. So hopefully everyone will root for her.
Well, I love that. Your phone is cutting out a little bit, and that just concerns me because I don't want it to cut out when you're giving an answer. Are you like on a speakerphone or something? Can you take us off?
I just took you off.
Oh, nice. That sounds so much better. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, let's do this, Netta. For you or for Meg or whoever, we're going to make this happen. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am. But I kind of wanted to put it on speaker so my son can help.
Oh, okay, man.
If you're on speakerphone, okay, that's okay. Fine. Just talk right into the microphone of your phone,
Netta,
okay?
I'll talk loud.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Netta, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What year are we currently in?
2026.
Yes. What is your mother's brother to you?
Uncle.
Yes. Sauvignon Blanc is what type of drink?
Wine.
Yes. What is it called when someone sets a goal for the new year?
Resolution.
Yes. What is the name of the dragon in How to Train Your Dragon?
What is it? Oh. Toothless.
Yes. What city is the Super Bowl taking place in this year?
California.
What city?
I don't know. Let's
pass.
Pass.
What government-issued ID is required to travel to different countries around the world?
Passport.
Yes.
Santa Clara.
Yes, that is correct. Come and Knock on My Door are the opening words to what show's theme song?
Oh, I know that. Come and Knock on My Door. Three's Company.
Yes. What time is 30 minutes before 10:15?
That's
9:45. Yes, that's correct. But we ran out of time, Netta. You only had one question left until you conquered the Mega Minute.
Oh,
I think it was going back on questions and taking a little extra time. I am so sorry, Netta. You got them all right. Like I said, there was one question left that we could not get to, which means, unfortunately, cannot call you a winner of the Mega Minute, first one of 2026. The good news is you can still win those tickets for yourself or for Meg or for whoever you want. by hanging up and calling right back, because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Ed Sheeran, the Loop Tour at Allegiant Stadium, July 18th. Caller 20, the tickets are yours right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, awards season is underway. Last night was the Critics' Choice Awards. Chelsea Handler was the host, and there were some highlights from the night. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw one of the highlights came when Timothy Chalamet, he won for Best Actor for Marty Supreme, and he took a second to thank Kylie Jenner. He said, "Thank you to my partner of 3 years." I was like, they've been dating for 3 years?
Wow.
I had no idea. But did you guys see Marty Supreme?
Mm-mm. Did you, Jamal?
Of course I did. What a banger.
That was a good movie.
So good.
What did you guys like about it?
I didn't know what it was about going into it. I just knew it had to do with ping pong. And so I was like, this is going to be exciting. Oh my gosh. I was so stressed out that entire movie. And he deserves, I think he's going to win the Oscar. He was amazing.
I agree. He's my prediction for a best actor. And yeah, that movie is 2 hours of just adrenaline rush from start to end.
I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah,
now.
It was really, really good. Also, on the film side, One Battle After Another had a big night, winning Best Picture along with Best Director and Adapted Screenplay. Frankenstein and Sinners led the way with 4 wins each. Mm. I don't know. What do you think for Best Picture? Did you like One Battle After Another?
That's also a great movie, probably a top 5 movie of the year.
That was a good one too. Yes. I was surprised at how much I liked it.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah. On the TV side, it had a strong showing. Adolescence won 4 awards, including Best Limited Series. The Pitt took Best Drama Series, and The Studio won Best Comedy Series. So this is just a prelude to what we're going to be seeing.
Ooh,
more of the awards coming up.
Exciting. Yes.
Also this morning, if popcorn ranks high on your personality traits, then listen closely, because Cinemark, they are bringing back Bring Your Own Bucket for National Popcorn Day. It's January 18th and 19th. $5 fills almost any container, up to 400 ounces.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Now, that is, wow, unless you roll in with a 5-gallon Lowe's bucket, which has no limit, no movie ticket required. I guess they're teaming up with Lowe's for this whole promotion. And so they're going to have discounted drinks and gift cards and games and stuff. So choose your container wisely on this one.
I'm looking at like a 400 ounce bucket. I'd be so down to do this, because honestly, if I get like a large popcorn bucket, at the movie theaters, I don't end up finishing it, and I end up eating it at home. Mm. So I'd be saving it, not in one sitting, but for later.
I love doing the big bucket, and then you ask for extra containers, and then you divide it amongst whoever's in your party. So it's usually the 4 of us, and then that pretty much takes care of it. So then I send one of the kids, go back and refill it.
Yes.
So,
it's great. The only negative thing about this is that they should extend it all weekend, right? You said 18, 19 is a Sunday, Monday.
I think that's the whole point, is to try to get people in on Sunday, Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, the 2026 Banished Words List is out from Lake Superior State University. And they put this list together every year by asking people to submit words and phrases that they want to stop hearing as we go into the new year. And one term stood out way more than the rest.
Shooter, stay strapped. I don't need mine. Bro, put a belt right to they behind. The way that switch, I know he dying. 6-7.
The most requested phrase to ban as we head into the new year is 6-7. Right now, every adult is nodding to this. The rest of the list includes words like demure, which took off on TikTok. Do you guys remember?
Very demure. Yes. Very mindful.
Love demure. Why are we canceling demure?
I think it's had its moment. Do you think it's still relevant?
You know, maybe it's not relevant, but I do love saying demure. Like, I feel so fancy when I say demure.
Cooked is on the list too. Like when someone is exhausted, or, you know, or they did their thing, they cooked. Massive made the list for being used to mean both big and awesome. So they're like, massive needs to go. Incentivize showed up. I hear people using that a lot. To me, that's like a smart person word. Instead of saying, hey, we want to motivate you to do, 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 they say, we want to incentivize you to do this. And it just makes you sound a lot smarter.
I've never heard it. Now I'm going to see it. And now it's going to be everywhere. Incentivize. Okay.
Another word they want people to stop using is the word gifted, like a verb, like saying you gifted someone a candle. That to me sounds very fancy too. Like, I gifted you a shirt, Ramon. Like, that sounds, instead of saying like I gave you a shirt, I gifted it to you.
I mean, gifted has been around for ever, right? 1,000 years.
Yeah, these are all phrases that have kind of been in and out, but also one that I use all the time, my bad. I still say that.
Everyone does. I still
it's
do, too.
It's such an old phrase.
I never say sorry. I always say, my bad.
It's like apologizing without apologizing.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Mercedes in the morning. We are back live after our holiday break. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2026. It is so good to be back. Hopefully you guys are getting readjusted. I know everyone's kind of like off this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoa, I'm not used to waking up this early, but so excited to be back. Ladies, I need to know if this is a me thing or if this is an everyone thing, because I'm just kind of over this. Is there, ladies, is there something that annoys you about other ladies? 702-364-9400. So I follow this girl on Instagram, okay? And this happened over the break. She posts a picture. I like it. And she's wearing this sweater that I genuinely love.
Ooh.
It's super cute. It's got like these bows on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's adorable. And I was thinking, I wonder where that's from. Like, I wonder if they have that in other colors. So I comment, just very normal, very polite. I wrote, love your sweater. Where did you get it? So she DMs me and she wrote,
I'm nervous. The way you're saying it, it doesn't sound like a nice reply.
She wrote, hey, I'm so sorry. A few people asked me where I got it, and I'm going to keep that to myself because I don't want a bunch of people wearing the same sweater.
You're kidding. This is a joke, right?
I swear. I'm like, I had to reread it. I was like, and then I reread it again because I'm like, wait. And then I went and looked at what I said. I was like, did I say something weird? I just asked her where she got it.
Yeah, like was a punctuation mark off, a caps lock.
It's so normal. So I just wrote back, no worries. I didn't know what to say. I'm a grown adult. I have manners. I'm not going to press her on it. But inside, I was like, I cannot stand clothing gatekeepers. Like, first of all, no one is trying to become you. I don't want to be you. I thought your sweater was cute. I was just curious. I asked you about it. And it's like as if your entire look is going to fall apart because someone else owns the same sweater as you. You know?
I just think like if you were to ask me that, or if any girl were to ask me, where did you get your sweater or where did you get something that they liked that they saw on my post? I'd be so honored. I'd be like, oh my gosh, you got to get this. Here's the code. If I knew one, this is what I would be so excited to share my love for something to someone else.
Sometimes I'll share it unsolicited. Like someone will say, oh, I love your shoes. And I'll be like, oh, thanks. I got them at blah, 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 blah. Like I just tell them they don't even ask me. So women, what annoys you about other women? 702-364-9400. Was I in the wrong for asking about that? Or is that okay to like gatekeep where you get certain things? I wasn't trying to like be a psycho stalker or anything. I just thought it was cute. 702-364-9400. Is there something that you think is like so annoying about other women?
I have two close friends that do this and I love them to death. But when they get in this zone, I'm like, can we stop, please? And it's when they want to take pictures by themselves and they don't get the right angle. I am so, okay, so I have a friend who loves, and you know, to each their own, they like to post about themselves. They're beautiful women, you know, show off your looks. I love it. But when you're asking like your significant other or your friend to retake photos and do different angles and let me do a different pose, hold on, let's move over here. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's like we're on people's time here. So when women take too much time to take pictures of themselves, I'm like, come on, guys. Let's get it together.
It's not that serious.
It's not.
Let's like move on. We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says grown women who still act like they're in the popular mean girl group at high school. That needs to stop. This one says putting down other women in hopes that it will make them more attractive to guys.
Ew.
Yes, you guys are good. What about this? A thing that annoys me about other women, flirting with another woman's partner in front of them. Who even does that? Yes,
why?
That is a big one. And then someone says, hey, let's keep this fair. Guys, what annoys you about other guys? Ramon, I'm sure you've got something.
I got a couple.
Okay. Totally not willing to tell me where she got her sweater from because she didn't want everyone to have the same sweater.
Yeah.
So we've been getting a lot of texts on the text line and people are like, just screenshot it and reverse Google image search it.
Brilliant.
Express. She got it at Express.
Loser. We're going to go. Okay, wait. Does she live here in Vegas? Does she live here in Vegas?
She used to. She doesn't anymore. She lives in California now.
Because I say, everyone in Vegas, we got to rally. We're all going to go to Express. Business is going to boom.
So
and then we're all going to have this sweater.
It's literally the first picture that showed up. Like, that's the sweater. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys for that little piece of advice. I am dying. I'm totally going to order it now and then post a picture of myself wearing it so she sees it and tag her. Like, thanks for the inspiration.
And then you got to do the link to it. Like, if you want to buy it, here's the link.
Am I just as bad if I do something like that to be a little salty towards her? Maybe that's something that annoys other women. But what does your gender do that just annoys you? 702-364-9400. 1-866-464-9400. We've been getting a ton of texts of things that annoy ladies. Some of them calling everything soft or dramatic instead of having feelings. This one says, gatekeeping restaurants, clothes, workouts, sharing is okay. This one says, saying I'm not like other girls, as if it were a flex. That's something that's annoying. But let's flip it, okay? So let's call out the guys here. Ramon, what do other guys do that completely annoys you?
Okay, I have one big one. It's been part of my ick for probably my whole life. I don't know if it's because I grew up with all females in the house, but even growing up, it would confuse. I never understood when guys would say stuff like pink, purple, yellow, too feminine. I would never wear those colors. And it's always been confusing. Like, why? What is a color going to tell you about yourself? Is it going to make you more feminine? Is it going to turn you into a girl? I just never understood. Like, purple is one of my favorite colors. I love purple.
And you look good in purple.
Thank you.
You wear purple a lot.
All those purple shoes, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I agree with you. I literally had a conversation about this with my mom over the holidays because we were talking about like your palette colors and stuff, trying to determine like what my brother is. And I said, you know, what would look good on you? Like a light pink, it would look good. And my mom goes, pink?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? She goes, guys don't wear pink. And I go, welcome to the 2025 holiday season, mom. Guys mm-hmm. will wear pink. Like the thinking is so antiquated. I think that's like, maybe, is it an older person thing or is it a feminine thing? I don't know.
Real men wear pink, I always say. Real men wear
yes.
pink.
Yes. What do you guys think about men wearing high-waisted pants?
I don't really know anyone that does that.
Yeah, that'd probably look weird in the groin area.
I'm just saying because Marty Supreme, you guys have seen it, and there's a huge trend going around that guys are getting high-waisted pants that are, what is it, trousers
and pleated? I think trousers are different than jeans.
Yeah. Like, yes.
It's probably uncomfortable.
I literally saw a pair of Z Cavaricci's when you said that. I was like, oh.
Maybe not the jeans. The trousers are a different.
The trousers look good.
Yes. I'm going to tell you now. My husband has a pair of high-waisted trousers. They look good on him.
Yeah,
okay. Just saying.
I like the trouser look. Now he just needs a pink shirt to go with it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Anna. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What do you think is the appropriate like window to stop saying Happy New Year? I kind of feel like we're on the cusp here on January 5th.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd say it lasts all January.
Oh, wow.
That's
like
a
that.
Long time.
Because you might not see someone for the first time until like January 20th. Right. I like it. We're going with Anna. Right. Okay. Let's do this. We've got tickets for you to see Zayn Malik right now. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Power On, Around the Globe, Keys to Success, Law and Order, or Beam Me Up, Scotty?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Beam Me Up, Scotty.
All right. Science Fiction Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with sci-fi. Okay?
Okay.
Let's get 6 in 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is what we call a foreign life form. Do these exist?
A foreign life form?
Yeah. Like if you're not from this planet, you're a what?
Alien?
Yes. We think aliens come here in these. They fly here in these.
UFOs?
Another word, like, let's pass. If you're going to a different year, you're experiencing this. You're doing what?
Time travel?
Yes. This is, like, ChatGPT is a form of this. Gemini.
AI?
Yes. I don't even know what that is. Let's pass. This is, if you're seeing, like, it's not a real person, but it looks like them because of the lights. You're looking at a what of them. It's like a
hologram.
Yes. If I can move myself from one place to the other, just like that, I did. Yes. This is they're like steel, and they say, "Hey, yes, I will do this."
Robot.
Yes. Nice. Oh my gosh! You got it. You got it just in time, Anna. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. gosh. Well, okay. So I skipped, we skipped spaceships. So you said UFOs, which I would have said too. And then androids. Like, what's an, like,
are they robots?
Is that like a robot?
Yes.
Okay. I did not. I
was the non iPhone users.
At first, I thought, oh, Android. Oh, yes. That's right. Oh, like a phone.
That too. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Android users. I just blanked for a minute, but it doesn't matter. Anna, you're going to see Zayn Malik. Oh, Mix 94.1. I thought you said we were taking this to the stop set.
Yeah, oh, sorry. This break is going to take us to the stop set. Maybe you didn't hear
me
right.
Oh, I thought we ran out of time and we were going to talk about anything. I was like, oh, we must be running late this morning.
No,
I'm so
we're
sorry.
Right on time. It's all good.
You know what? This is like getting back into the swing of things when you've been on vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
It's like you forget to do how to do your job. And so I totally misunderstood you. I was like, man, we must be running late this morning. But yeah, we've been on vacation and it was nice because I felt like it was kind of like a reset button. I was really excited to come back to work today. And usually I'm like dreading it, but I felt like I got to play tourist over vacation. I felt recharged and refreshed.
Same. You know, I went overseas. I was in China. I was in the Philippines. I was in Korea. But this thing that brought me back to feel like, I'm back in Vegas was this past weekend. I went to watch the Jennifer Lopez residency at Caesars. Oh my God, she is incredible. 10 out of 10 show.
Really? I was like, I was not motivated to go see it at all.
It is so good. I mean, I can go on and on about the residency because she is so good at what she does. And I've never seen her this is the first time I've seen her, so maybe my expectations might have been low. But other than that, I really love going to Caesars. And it's one of my favorite places in Vegas. And me and my husband, we have a parking spot where we go to every time we go there. But there is this one thing about Caesars where I'm like, really? People like to go to this? And it's always packed. And it's the Atlantis show. Do you know the Atlantis show?
Oh, yeah, over by Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Yeah.
We pass it all the time. And that thing is always packed full of people. It's like us trying to squeeze through. I maybe have seen it once, like before I moved here on a trip to Vegas. But I'm like, out of all the things, out of all the places that tourists want to go to, the Atlantis show, a 7-minute show, hydraulics go up. They talk about the history of Atlantis and the Greek gods and Greek mythology, and then maybe some fire blows, and that's it. That's the show. And I'm like, people will line up and wait and get a great spot for the Atlantis show, out of all things here in Vegas.
I like the Atlantis show.
I think
it's cute. You know what? You're shopping. You're in the Forum Shops, and all of a sudden you hear this, and it's like, whoa, and there's this smoke, and like, yeah, and you're holding a bag, like you're literally shopping, and you walk right into the middle of a show, and it's free, and you don't have to worry about paying. I think that's part of the charm of Las Vegas. I like the Atlantis show.
Do you think that that could be possibly a tourist trap of some sort?
Oh, yeah. It's not for the locals. It's not for the locals. But I think that's part of Vegas's charm. Like, there's surprises around every corner. You know what I mean? For the people that come here and keep them interested. I don't know. I think it's cute. They used to have another one where these statues, it was over like where the new Lululemon is,
okay,
in the Forum Shops, and these statues moved. And I barely remember it. Ramon, do you remember the statue show?
I do. It was like at the beginning of the Forum Shops, right? Kind of by the entrance.
I felt like it was down a little bit, but maybe you're right. I don't know. I think those things are cheesy, but they're kind of cute.
I mean, they're free, as you said. I mean, remember the Treasure Island?
The pirate show.
Wasn't there a rumor that it was gonna come back? And they're like, just kidding. It's a rumor that is it the Mirage or Treasure Island?
Treasure Island. Mirage had a volcano.
Oh, there you go.
But now that's a big guitar for the hard rock.
Right.
Yes.
Have you seen the guitar going up?
Yeah, it looks cool.
No, it's up already.
It's taking shape.
Yeah,
oh,
you can see it. I love these touristy things. I like the fountains at the Bellagio. Those still get me to stop. Like, we went to dinner at one of the restaurants at the Bellagio over the break, and I could not stop looking at the fountains. I just thought they were the coolest thing. And then, like, the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, I haven't made it there. I've lived here for so long and I still haven't made it there, but I think it's like such a cool like touristy thing.
I think that when it's like in on the weekend, I drive by it and that thing is filled with tourists.
It's overrated.
You think it's overrated?
The Las Vegas sign?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so lame.
Oh my God, I love seeing the sign because there's an angle. When you get there and you see the line, you don't go in the line. You go on the side and you get the same exact effect. Yeah, so you got to go. Wait, have you ever been to the Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, we got to bring Mercedes
one
there.
One and done.
Do you like a sign, but you don't like the amazing Atlantis show?
Listen.
The sign is amazing. It's a sign. That Atlantis show with all the hydraulics.
Look, you want to know why it's amazing? Because it's Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, some breaking news this morning, guys. The Las Vegas Raiders are once again starting over. The team fired head coach Pete Carroll after a 3-14 season. 1 year, one season.
Good riddance.
Done. Why do you say good riddance? You're the Raiders fan on this show.
Yes, so... In all seriousness, real quick, he's a Hall of Fame coach. Don't get me wrong. Just wasn't a good fit. Too old now. The game's too fast for him. Offensively, it was terrible. And he was one of those coaches that had too much control, too much power, right? He fired his offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, but it wasn't really Chip Kelly's fault. Pete Carroll was telling him how to run his offense. So Chip Kelly never really had a chance to run his own offense. Pete Carroll was telling him what offense to run.
See, I'm not a Raiders fan. This is from an outsider perspective. I do care about Las Vegas teams. This makes no sense to me at all. And I don't understand how you expect to build some sort of a culture or leadership when every single year you're firing your head coach.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to build. You have to build trust with people. You have to build you have to build a system. It takes time. And you're not going to grow any roots by just ripping the ground up every time, it doesn't work. To me, it just seems ridiculous. He walked into a mess.
You're saying is true. I mean, you're right. You know, these one and dones are embarrassing, are a bad look. But he's 74. He's not going to be here long term, so he's not going to see this whole way. He's not going to see this thing all the way through.
Why not? Like, why can't he do like 3 years and really build some roots for this team and this organization? I mean, like you said, there was no offensive line to protect anyone. There was no foundation. But this expectation he had, did they really think he was going to come in and they were going to win a Super Bowl?
Well,
like
he
needs time.
He brought in Geno, and that was a bad experiment. He hand chose Geno.
This is not football. It's not you. I don't feel like he got a fair shot. Like nobody could. I don't care who you brought into that position. It would have been the same outcome.
Well, he's a defensive guy, and the defense wasn't any good either.
The whole team wasn't good. But so let's get a new coach. Like we just had how many coaches in the last 4 years?
Six.
A lot.
Six coaches for real?
2021.
Holy moly! Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know it was
you
that
count,
many.
If you count
oh my
the interims,
gosh!
Yes, exactly.
Right. I don't know.
Well, I think let's look forward because obviously the coach is gone with the first pick of the draft. Okay, do you think they're going? What kind of decision or where do you see that first pick going?
Oh, they're saying Mendoza,
that's
right?
Fernando Mendoza.
You looking like? Are you optimistic about that?
Oh yeah, that's another reason. You get a young QB like him. You bring in a young offensive coach and they grow together.
Well, so the owner Mark Davis, he says that the search is on for the next head coach. They're going to right now have the team being led by general manager John Spytek, and he's going to work closely with Tom Brady on this one. So the focus moving forward is centered on leadership and culture. But you gotta plant some roots, dude.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing this. I don't know. I feel like I feel bad for the guy. I feel like he never stood a fighting chance
on
this team. Also this morning, a new YouGov survey has looked at how many Americans are feeling as we kind of head into 2026. Honestly, the vibes are a little mixed, a little more hopeful than last year, but most people say 2025. They say it felt like a good year for the country.
What? How many? Was there a percentage on that?
I know. I don't have an exact. Oh, no. Wait, no. They say they're optimistic about the next year, but I don't know what year
country?
I was living in. It was a different one. The most common resolution for people is that we all keep One that we all keep recycling, exercise. A quarter of Americans say they're committed to moving more. Saving money is always big on there. Do you guys have any resolutions this year?
I don't. I really try not to keep resolutions for myself. I'm really happy with where I'm at physically, health-wise. Can it be better? Absolutely. I did a lot of walking last year, and I want to continue that. But don't ask me to run. I'm not a runner.
Running is off the table.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm kind of the same way. I do feel like I'm going into this year more optimistic and more excited. And just with a better outlook. I feel like this is going to be a good year. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed and trying to be positive about that. Finally, this morning, the internet has officially updated the Karen conversation, and Gen Z has decided that the name needs a refresh. Now, when most of us hear Karen, we picture a very specific person. Yes. Am I right?
Oh, for sure.
Well, that name came out of millennial culture and usually pointed at older generations. Well, Gen Z says, nope, new era, new names. And they have landed on Jessica as the new Karen.
No!
Jessica is the new Karen. And the reason is simple. They say the name hit peak popularity across both generations, Gen X and millennial women, making it familiar and easy to assign. So fair or not, Jessica now carries the stereotype that Karen does.
I don't like this. I will always see Karen as that Karen mean girl. Jessica, I think it's because my best friend's name is Jessica and she's just the opposite of a Karen. So I can't change the Karen to a Jessica.
Well, it doesn't matter if you change it. It's the younger kids. So don't complain about it too much or else they're going to start calling you a Jessica.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
You can't never win with Gen Z. Never.
And now they also named a male counterpart. It is David.
David?
Yes. For context, millennials used Ken as the male version.
Oh, I thought it was Kyle. Okay.
Wasn't it Kevin?
Or Kyle. Kyle, Kevin, all those K names. Well, now it's David. Gen Z skipped the K and they went straight to the David and picked something that was more common to their world. So if you see someone getting dragged online and think, why is everyone calling out Jessica and David? Now you know. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you guys ever have a situation that you want us to bring up on the air, you need some perspective, you need some honesty, we are here for you. All you got to do is shoot us a DM. You can do it on our social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can even email us through our website, mix941.fm. So here's what we got. This is an email. It says, hi, guys. First of all, I love you all and listen every single morning. Your show gets me through my commute, and I feel like you always give really thoughtful advice. So I'm hoping you can help me out for Jerk or Justified because I'm genuinely torn. This situation has been eating at me. Over Christmas, I had a get together with friends and family, nothing huge, but one of those nights that feels really nice and full. We exchanged gifts, and one of my newer friends gave me a necklace. It was beautiful. I loved it. I thanked her, wore it that night, and didn't think twice about it. A few days later, a mutual friend told me something that completely threw me. Apparently, this friend shoplifts a lot. I had absolutely no idea. They went on to tell me that the necklace I got for Christmas was stolen, not by her directly, but by someone else she shops with. According to them, she has a whole group of people who do this together. Now I feel awful. I didn't know. I didn't ask questions. I never would have accepted it if I had known. And now I'm stuck staring at this necklace, wondering what the right thing to do even is. Do I keep it since I didn't know? And it's already done? Do I give it back to her and explain why? Do I try to figure out where it came from and return it? I don't want any stolen property in my house, but I also don't want to blow up friendships or create a huge mess. So tell me honestly, am I a jerk if I say something or would I be justified? Signed, Raina. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
Oh, man, this is tough. Well, just from what you've told us, Raina, I think you would be a jerk by saying something only because you're not for sure that it was actually stolen. You're hearing it all from someone that's a mutual friend of yours. There's no proof. There's no receipts. There's no video footage. I would hope there isn't. But I think that if you're calling someone out on something that you're not for sure on, you're making yourself look like a jerk because whether you like it or not, you might look like one if you're confronting someone and you're wrong. So I would just say stick your nose out of it. Keep the necklace. Don't say nothing.
Don't say a word.
Don't say nothing.
It.
No.
Even if it's coming from a reliable source.
I wouldn't give my 100% in someone that says something about another person unless I for sure saw it myself.
Yeah, rumors can be tricky. Secondhand information can be really tricky. I feel like there is a way to get a little more information without accusing anyone. And I think that's what I would do.
Mm.
I would say something like, hey, I love that necklace you got me. And I wanted to get it cleaned and checked. Where did you get it? I just want to take it to the right store.
I like that.
And then, I mean, I feel like that's a reasonable question, right?
For sure.
But then you listen. That's where you're going to find some stuff out. If she tells you the store, oh, I got it here. Great. Now you can decide what your next step is. You got, you know, the facts. If she's like, whoa, then that to me says stop wearing it. Stop wearing it. Just bad vibes come along with that.
I would not be stressing. I would not be losing sleep over this. If it doesn't come back to you, if it doesn't come back to Raina, then it's yours. Keep it.
But what happens if she happens to go into that place and they're like, that's the necklace that
was stolen? That's what I'm saying. If it can't come back to her, if she can't get in any trouble or whatever, then it's gravy. I'm keeping the necklace. I'm keeping the car, whatever it was, whatever it is, whatever the gift is. I would not be stressing.
I feel like your job is not to police anyone, but I don't want to wear stolen stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it. I don't want to be a part of that. I feel like there's a negative energy that comes with that too. And so I'm not going to accuse you of anything because, again, secondhand information is tricky, but I am going to do a little investigation and try to get more information on that.
Yeah. And I would also question the friendship too. Not saying like, are they good friends, but like you are who you hang out with. And if this is true, I would still do some investigating and see, hey, are you this kind of person? If not, then you got to ask a mutual friend. Hey, where is this information coming from?
We're getting some text here. This one says, do not accuse her of anything. Ask where she bought it because you want it cleaned or insured, or her reaction will tell you everything. This one said, I would quietly stop wearing it and let the friendship fade. You do not need drama over a necklace. Now, that's where I think things get a little tricky, because if this is not true and then you're letting a friendship fade because of what someone else told you.
Yeah, you need the truth.
Yeah. This one says, if she gets defensive over a simple cleaning question, trust your gut. This says jewelry questions are normal, but accusations are forever. Choose wisely. This says she will eventually steal from you.
What?
Run.
Oh, no. Okay, but wait. Would you give a newer friend a necklace? Let's be real.
It depends on the kind of necklace.
Okay.
You know, like they sell super cute necklaces at like Anthropology or like Altered State. I bought my daughter a couple necklaces from Altered State that were like 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Like maybe I would get one of those. But am I going to Michael E. Minden and saying, yes, I'd like to get a diamond necklace for my brand new friend? The answer is absolutely not.
Yeah, red flags.
We're not doing that. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.